5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to Season 9, Episode 5 of Radio Labyrinth. Everybody's back. Jeff is back. Jeff is back from his fancy cruise with all of his fancy comedy buddies. They're just out there on the sea, living it up, having a good time. Not doing our show, doing Jeff's secret podcast that he does on his
The funny seamen.
Yeah, they're the funny seamen. I'm glad he didn't jump in, get all drunk and jump in and get eaten by a shark like that kid a couple months ago.
Steve-O said he would jump in if they would have let him, but they told him he couldn't.
Good. You don't want to get eaten by a fucking shark. Everybody saw that video. Hey, guess what? Thank you to our Patreon members, by the way. If you'd like to be a Patreon member of this show, go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and you get every week at any level, you get our Patreon only show. This week, it's a little bit extended and a lot of fun. We talk about Jeff's trip. We talk about our dinner with Casper Kelly from Adult Swim and IBS and all sorts of fun stuff. Did we talk about IBS? If not, we'll just do this exclusively through this entire podcast. If you come in at the $25 level, why, you get yourself a producer credit and a T-shirt from our T-shirt store and a doodle from Tim that you can, get printed out and email to you and all that. I'll even do a custom one for you if you so desire. So come on in at $25 level. By the way, hey, I wanted to let you know it's February and that means Valentine's Day is just around the corner. And if you're looking for a perfect gift for your loved one or somebody that you really care about, why not get them a Cameo from Tim Andrews? Just go to cameo.com and search for @TimAndrews here. Don't use the Apple app. They take too much money out. Do it through the service. And I'll do a fun little cameo for your special loved one and friend. And those are a lot of fun. Anyway, thank you to our $25 executive producers. That would be Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jeff Peterson, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Kevin Jackson, Mike D, and Matt Arter. And again, though, you get the Patreon show at any level. And we get some new stickers and stuff. We'll send some out to people. But it's been a fun week. Jeff, we missed you last week, that's for sure. But we did.
Yeah, the kid did a good job.
Yeah, he did.
While I was gone.
I thought he was really cool. I was going to do this whole AI thing with Ben Shapiro. But do you all know who Ben Shapiro is?
Yeah.
The Daily Wire guy. Is annoying as fuck to listen to. But he somehow has the number one rap song and he's a poser and that song sucks. And the other guy rapping with him also sucks. Mm-hmm. I get that you might like them politically if some of you are listening, and I'm not making fun of that, but I'm making fun of it is that it sucks.
Yeah.
And it did not work out, but we do have an AI video this week. You know, since AI is in the news all the time, I thought I'd share this with you guys.
Hey, radios. Hope everyone had a great week. I know Steph is pissed, and she should be. Detroit was a ball hair away from going to their first Super Bowl, but coach Fourth and Long couldn't find it in himself to let the kicker tie the game. Sometimes the field goal attempt goes wide right, but more often than not, it'll go through the uprights, unless it's the Buffalo Bills. Right, Tim? Haha. Don't worry, though, Steph. The Lions will probably be in the playoffs next year, and maybe they'll make it to the big game, and you and Jeff can lord it over Tim, since your teams will have won a combined 5 Super Bowls, which is one more than Tim's team has lost. I'd say something about Dustin's team, but nobody watches Quidditch. In 1 week, the Kansas City Chiefs will face the San Francisco 49ers in the Who Gives a Fuck Bowl. Everyone will talk about the commercials the next day, and we'll get to see Travis Kelce and the rest of the team run a train on Taylor Swift. Just kidding. Have you seen those AI images of her, though? I think the real issue is putting Kermit the Frog and Oscar the Grouch in adult situations. They're Muppets. They don't have penises. Look, George Carlin doing a stand-up set from beyond the grave and Taylor Swift having group sex in the Kansas City locker room are both examples of AI run amok. I can't abide it, dudes. That type of digital aggression must not stand. Write your member of Congress and tell them it's time to ban people using AI to generate things that are funny, sexy, or downright offensive. Excepting me, because I've not done anything wrong, no matter what those needle-dicked Reddit moderators think, and shitposting isn't against the law. Have a great week. Here's Dustin with the swag info.
Merch store is still going strong. We've got RLP123 at checkout. That's going to give you 10% off your entire order. So go ahead and get those orders in and we'll get them out to you.
Okay, so this is my second week of not smoking.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Yay! Take a back pill.
Yeah, I have cheated, I'm going to be honest. I was down to one patch, and I was trying to save it. I went 2 days cold turkey. Both of those days stressful, but everyone in the house has had some sort of flu bug. Started with the boy, then the missus got it. And then I've just had this irritable bowel thing. Like, I'm not throwing up or anything, and I'm not going to be gross because that's, you know, we're podcasting. You don't get gross on the podcast. Immediately, people will tune out. They don't want to hear about that. So, I had a very stressful morning, and I had some cigarettes left over. I thought it would be cool. Like, I'm going to keep the last pack, you know, just to show that I could do it.
It's a terrible idea.
And busted that open, had one, then had another, then lit a third, and I went, I'm done with this. I took a shower and put the patch on. But other than that, I haven't purchased any. And you would be amazed at the amount of money I've saved since the day I stopped.
I wouldn't be amazed.
It's a fucking insane.
Mm-hmm.
I lost 3 jewels in one day.
How?
2 of them fell on the toilet. Then one just fucking slipped out of my pocket somewhere.
You should not vape. You know what you also shouldn't do? Smoke while you're taking a poop. Because one time, it was Thanksgiving. It was at my grandparents' house in Mansfield, Pennsylvania, and I was smoking a cigarette, and I went to ash it in the toilet, and the coal hit me right in the tip of the wiener, and I screamed, and then I had to go out to the dinner table and explain what happened. So
why did you have to explain what happened?
Yeah.
Because they heard me scream.
They thought it was coming.
And you thought the truth was going to be easier than any lie you could come up with?
What are you going to make up? I was allowed to smoke in their house. And I said I was smoking and I went to ash and ouch.
And not only are you crapping in my house, but you're smoking and crapping in my house. The worst.
Everybody in that house smoked except for my grandfather. My grandmother smoked. My mother smoked. My girlfriend at that time smoked. I smoked.
Father was a mechanic. His father was a mechanic. My mother's father was a mechanic. 4 uncles on my father's side, a mechanic.
My stepdad had he had such a great habit of leaving the bathroom door cracked. So you would leave the bathroom door cracked. We were pure, authentic white trash.
A white trash cracker from a white trash town that no one would even bother to piss on.
See, Dusty Slay and I talked about that in my interview with him on the podcast last week. About growing up in a smoking household and everywhere you went, people were smoking. So I've been trying to work on an impression of him. And Dustin gave me a little coaching, but I had it and now I don't have it. And now I feel bad because I thought I'd have it. I'm not going to do it because I'm embarrassed. come on out and we'll go backstage. And if you're here, we'll get a picture or whatnot. We'll find a way to do a meet and greet. That's a way.
So we're going to get tickets to this show?
I am.
Oh, but we can, I guess we're just can go screw ourselves.
We can all go fuck ourselves.
He'll do FaceTime while he's there, and we can just listen.
You told me you didn't like him.
I didn't say that. I don't know him.
Oh. Well, I asked you if you watched the special. I said it was relatable. Then I told you what it was, what some of the subjects were. I loved your reply. You went, so it was relatable to you. I love that line. That made me laugh. No, I'm taking Jamie Self, the guy who we've had. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then I can't be mad.
And is he doing a character?
I don't know. See, that's what I was going to ask you. You've known him. You saw him when he was at the punch.
Yeah, he's always been the same way on stage. I've never talked to him off stage.
Yeah. He has his long hair. Now, you look at the old pictures of him, he had short hair. Now he wears the hat and the long hair. I've only seen a couple of pictures of him without the hat on, and he has the long hair. But I don't know if it's a wig or not. Maybe it isn't. I should have asked him, but I don't know.
It's not like a Larry the Cable Guy situation where he...
No. He's a real... I mean, he's yeah. down. Listen to his podcast. He's the same way. And I like his podcast because it's just him and his wife, and they talk about their life and they're homesteaders now. And it's pretty interesting and stuff. But his new stand-up special, I've watched it twice now, and I've laughed a lot both times. So it was very, very fun. What else do I want to talk about? Oh, speaking of the AI video that this week touched on a couple things that have been going on. The Dudesy, those guys got sued by the Carlin estate. And it's been revealed now that, of course, the AI didn't generate that. And Dustin and I, we're the ones who watch that. You two don't watch it, right?
I saw some of it.
You don't watch any of it, though, do you, Steph? The Dudesy podcast?
Now, I have to tell you, Tim, and you know I'm very superficial with the reasons why I like or don't like things. I don't like the name of the podcast. It annoys me. When you say the word, it makes me want to gouge my eyes out. I hate that word.
How if I do it as the Redbox troll? Dudesy!
I hate it. It's such an unnatural word. I don't like it. Maybe if it was just called, like, Duder... Or I don't know, something like that. But Dudesy just, it irritates me. I hate it.
You know, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Not at all.
Careful, man. There's a podcast here.
Well, it turns out that it's kayfabe. The kayfabe being that wrestling term, that even though you know it's fake, you sell it like it's real. And I've thought that a lot. At first, I didn't. Like, I bought into Phil Hendry. I've used this example before. I bought into Phil Hendry the first couple of times I listened to the show. Like, I can't believe that there's people like this. And then I figured out it was him doing all the voices. This is sort of the same thing where they're feeding all this information into an AI. They, you know, Chad or some other people, Chad Colchin, wrote all the jokes and then fed it into the voice thing like I do with Wally Blanco. And then they fed it into ChatGPT to create all the images. They obviously have a better image generator than ChatGPT because most of the time those images suck. In DALL-E, you won't create images like you see in the video for that.
And now you're banned from Microsoft image processor since you made all those Taylor Swift warrants.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. The Taylor Swift thing, too. That's the other thing in the news. Now, the government's all, hey, we have to do something about AI because there's images of Taylor Swift. Obviously, fake, where she's getting gangbanged by everybody in the Chiefs stadium.
Oh, God.
Well, they're horrible pictures. There's one with her on a bunch of bags of garbage and Oscar the Grouch is doing her. And then there's another one where Kermit's doing her while Oscar's cheering it on. They're obviously not real. And I think...
No, that's totally 100% real.
Well, yeah, those are. Those are the real ones.
Yeah, those hints and orgies were, you know, classic.
Oh, yeah. But the whole thing is with the Carlin thing, obviously, they tried to do something, and Dustin and I were talking about this before we started recording the show. They were trying to draw attention to Dudesy. I don't think that Chad Colchin is like that. I don't think Will Sasso cares. But creating that one-hour thing drew a lot of attention to him, but none of the stories are mentioning Dudesy or the podcast. Sorry, Steph. Or the podcast. They're just mentioning that there is a podcast that did it. And they're not saying the name of it. So they didn't get a lot of new viewers from it, I don't think. Or listeners or whatever. But they did get an awful lot of attention. And so in court documents now, they're showing that it was written and that it was all written. So there are people who listened to that show and thought that it was all real. But it's not. You can't just feed something into a podcast and have it generate something like that. That takes a human touch. Not yet, anyway.
No, they had the, they probably used 6 to 8 different AI programs, yes, and then just, yep, you know, weave them together, which is, and you know, that's a art form in itself. I mean, it may not be,
and they're paying for it too, which, yeah, a lot of people don't.
Yes,
and when you pay for it, you get much better quality.
Exactly. But that goes back to, is it parody? Is it satire? And if they have the money to fight it, I think that you'll see that happen, because it just makes me think of, and the same thing with the Taylor Swift stuff. You go back to Hustler magazine, and I guess it was the early 90s or late 80s or whatever. Jerry Falwell was, you know, the leader of the moral majority. And they did a thing in there where there was a liquor ad where he said he had sex in an outhouse with his mother. And he sued and won. And then Larry Flint took it to the Supreme Court. And you can see all that in The People versus Larry Flint, starring Norm Macdonald. And they won, you know, Hustler won because it was satire. And I think that if people have the money to fight these things, now, obviously, the person that generated all these images isn't going to have that money, and he's not going to have support because she's America's sweetheart. She's America's sweetheart. Now all the people on the right, you know, the QAnon type people are going, she's an asset of the federal government. She's going to endorse Joe Biden and win. And the whole Kansas City Chiefs thing is just a big psyop. I do think they're taking advantage of it and shoving it down our throats. And that's probably why I don't care about the Super Bowl at all. Do you guys?
Commercials.
I want to see the Usher halftime show. That I want to see. I think that's going to be really good.
I was looking forward to that also. I like Usher, but I will watch that on Monday morning on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to watch the game, but I do want to see that. I mean, I want to see, you know, maybe they'll have a few commercials that I might like. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, but why spend all day or all afternoon or evening or whatever watching Kansas City soundly defeat the 49ers and go home with the trophy and then the hand hard and all that shit? I'm just pissed because the Bills aren't in it and the Lions aren't in it.
I can't be mad at Kansas City, though. I mean, they're a good team. Patrick Mahomes, I love him. I think he's great. And
Andy Reid, the great coach.
He is. I mean, there's like really nobody on their team like, oh, they're a bunch of scumbags or something. It's a good team. I mean, they're... Right. I mean, they played in like the coldest game in 50 years or some crap.
I don't want another Tom Brady fucking thing. You know, we don't need that anymore.
I don't want it, but if they earn it, they earn it. And there was a lot of people saying that it was rigged because the Lions didn't win. And I say that it proved that they did, that it's not rigged because people wanted them. There would have been way more people watch the Super Bowl if the Lions would have won. Way more. I mean, it was the most watched NFC game in, what, like 15 years, 16 years?
How come they fucking caught every pass in the first half, and then in the second half, they couldn't fucking catch anything?
Right. I don't know, Jeff. I mean, there was a lot of things that they did wrong. I mean, Campbell, he would have been a genius if he would have went on the force and they would have got it. But, you know, because he didn't, he was, oh, I made a wrong call. But, you know, it is what it is.
I don't blame him for not going, for not kicking that field goal.
And I don't either. The thing is, now they know it's been a slow build. As soon as I came into work the next day, everybody came at me. They were all my one of the doctors I work for. He was like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not really that upset about it because it's been a slow build for them. They started with nothing. They got a little better the next year, then a little better. And then we made it all the way here this year. I couldn't believe it. So I think it's only going to keep getting better. The offensive coordinator stayed.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Incredible. So he believes that they've got something going on. And now in the offseason, they need to get a really good kicker, a really good one.
Yeah, one that can kick field goals and keep them go for it all the time.
Exactly. So I think that's probably going to be their main objective, is to get a really good kicker. And we'll come back next year, and then maybe next year we'll go. I don't know. We'll see.
The one show I think all the four of us are watching is True Detective. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get in the pile. Back in the pile.
Yeah. That's that show, man.
Who are they talking about? She's awake. Who woke up?
I think they're talking about Annie.
Annie? So she's not dead, or is she some sort of ghost?
I think she's a spirit.
She's a spirit.
If it's not her, then it's a spirit that is avenging her.
Matthew McConaughey's dad is up there in Alaska. Yeah. Drinking beer and fucking Harry Potter's aunt. That's Harry Potter's aunt, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that tattoo everybody's got is that a flat circle?
Yeah. From the first one. So what it was, the connection was Cole. Yeah.
Well, that's his dad up there in that circle and all that shit,
his
right?
His mom, yeah. And they, because when he tells the story, and I noticed something too, if you look at like how they're laying out these characters, it's almost just like the first season as well. They walked in and they found that guy killed that girl. And then it shows both of them. And she says, we found them both dead.
Yeah.
So just like the first season, when they were doing the interview, he's telling them one story, but you're seeing what actually happened.
Yeah.
So I think they executed that dude and kept it quiet between them.
Yeah.
And yes. That's the bond they got.
And that's Callie Reese is her name.
Okay.
Wouldn't those fucking face things freeze like crazy if you lived in Alaska?
Probably. Yeah,
that's what Neil was saying too. They bothered me at first. I had a really hard time thinking about the fact that a cop would have that in their face and they would allow it. But then they're out there in the fringe in the middle of nowhere. So they probably let anything go on. And she's native. She's not that kind of native. Like in real life, she is truly an indigenous person here. She is a Native American, but not of that tribe.
No, she isn't. She's just up there. But
she's a badass boxer.
So Fiona Shaw, a.k.a. Rose, is Matthew McConaughey's mother?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and watch that first season again. The other two seasons, I don't.
I'm just watching the Alexander Daddario scene on loop. Yeah,
that one with that they always have on Reddit in celebrities. And they slow it down so you can see that. Come on. I mean, who'd look at that more than once?
I don't know about lost my lunch with that sex scene.
What sex scene with
Jodie? You talking about Jodie?
Jodie Foster one?
Or she was banging
Doctor Who?
I thought in my mind somewhere growing up that I maybe thought of Jodie Foster as a sexual thing, but no. I was so wrong.
You were hoping that there was a pinball machine underneath.
That's all I pictured was a pinball machine underneath her. That was all I pictured.
needle dick. That was a horrific scene, isn't it?
You want that high-powered perception at yourself, Doctor.
What did multiple Migs say when you walked past it?
But the lady, the director...
I smell your...
So gross. Are you guys listening to the podcast?
No.
Who's a host?
The podcast is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the HBO. You know how the HBO has their own podcast for their show.
Yes.
But yeah, it's really good. And they have good interviews and they break everything down. And the director, the writer, it's like 30 minutes.
Oh, I can handle that.
It's after each show each week. And the director, she was talking about how she was a huge Silence of the Lambs fan. And whenever she got tapped for this project, she's the only person that she could think of was Jodie Foster. That was it. That was her get. And when she sent it to Jody and Jody said yes, she was over the moon.
Is that why Jody's doing the sort of doing a Clarice type of voice? It comes out every now and then.
I don't know. I mean, I love her character. She is the most curmudgeonly. She seems so complicated. And
that kid of hers is the one that the kid that from like the years ago, right? She and the partner shot the guy and then they kept the kid, right? She kept the kid.
I think that's going to be.
Let her put the paint on her face, Jody. Come on.
Well, you know what? I had a problem with, they talk about casting all the time and how they should cast for the character.
Yeah.
And I find it highly offensive, you know, that an open lesbian is playing such a slut. Couldn't they have gotten like a real slut to play?
Is she really an open lesbian?
Yeah.
Well, then, okay, point taken.
Yeah. Well, what are you gonna do? I love John Hawks, though. He plays such a dirtbag.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's weird seeing him playing a character you don't like.
Yeah.
I know. He's a fucking dirt slapping his son.
I can't believe he's as old as he is. He must have been 35 and from Dusk Till Dawn.
For lunch or nothing? I'm by myself today, ate my lunch out of the microwave.
Yeah, and the dude that plays his son, every time I look at him, all I see is Matt Damon in Courage Under Fire.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Finn Bennett is that guy's name.
Yeah, we're going to have to keep watching that shit, ain't we?
I like it. I am into it. Still not as much as that first season. You can never top it, I don't think, but it's really good. I do enjoy it.
the first season was really good. The story was great, but the dynamic between the two main characters was what really made that show. And you're not going to capture that in anything, even though they tried in season three. Season two.
Yeah, the dynamic when Woody had the handcuffs on. And then, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to, do you think Cole's going to make an appearance? That's
wishful thinking, I think.
He's the producer.
Yeah.
On it.
I mean, they both are.
Yeah. Yep. And so is Jodie Foster.
And his character is actually makes some, you know, makes sense to be in it if he is.
He's going to find Annie in a well. Get me out of here, you bitch.
Oh, wait, was she a great big fat Eskimo?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can't say it.
She's going to pull a polar bear down to the well with her.
Precious.
Mr. Your bear's hurt real bad.
Don't you hurt my polar bear. Wait a minute. Oh, sure, you can use my phone.
That's my favorite scene in the whole show. The whole movie. Yeah.
When he just starts flipping them all out.
Yeah, doing that pirouette. You can use my phone.
Trailers and Friends with Steph.
Ted Danson is teasing everybody a little bit, saying that there might be a Cheers reunion. Maybe.
Why?
But they've all been kind of hanging out and hooking up and stuff. And it was
they did that at the Emmys. They did a little reunion thing. Woody Harrelson wasn't there, but everybody else was.
Was Shelley Long there?
I can't remember. Maybe. I think so.
Well, we know that Rebecca Howe was not there.
No. Everyone that's alive was there.
So if they did do a reunion, if they somehow, would you guys watch it?
I would watch it out of curiosity because I love Cheers.
I would enjoy it. I think I would really be into it.
I loved it more than I loved Frasier. And I liked Frasier for the first couple seasons, but it just wore on me.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of reunions, Larry David is addressing the rumors that there might be kind of like a Seinfeld reunion.
Another one?
In this final season of Curb.
You mean like the cast members will be there? It won't be Seinfeld, but just be the cast members?
Right. Exactly.
They did that already.
Well, he said it's not going to happen.
No. Yeah.
But did they do it fully where they had everybody? I don't remember them having Kramer and...
Kramer was on it.
Yeah.
Don't you remember that they sent Leon over to his? He thought he had this disease called Grote's disease, and Leon went over there. And the only thing he had, he only found a suit, and he looked like one of those black Muslims.
Oh, okay, right.
He opens the door. Goes, oh, I already apologized. But he said he was the Duberstein guy, and that he survived Grote's disease. They just like Larry put him up to it to get him to come back to the set.
Well, the main thing is people keep saying, oh, this really isn't the last season. And Larry swears his hand to all that is holy. This is it. He is done with it. Yeah. This is his final season. And he
did say that once before, though, too.
Yeah.
But he's like, 77?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he has a lot of money. But I mean, why quit? What, I don't know.
I think maybe.
Go ahead.
I mean, how many episodes was there going to be? There's probably not going to be like more than 8 episodes, right?
Yeah, probably 6 or 8.
I think maybe if he did like a Curb movie per year, people would be excited about that. Yeah, that's
what he should do. Like a 90-minute movie every year or every couple of years.
Well, his ex-wife is going to be the first lady soon.
Yeah, in what country?
Yeah.
That's one.
Yeah, okay. You betcha.
We're gonna have to switch dimensions for that shit.
Yeah. I would love to be on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Is one of my favorite shows, and my wife Cheryl is fantastic actress. I put atrazine in everybody's drink, and they all grew the opposite genitals.
Maybe if you got a vaccine, you wouldn't talk like that.
Oh, that's not nice.
I'm just doing my impression of my favorite actress of all time.
Maybe a little tea with some honey in it.
I think he's probably tried everything. He used to host a radio show. He used to be
that.
Remember that network early 2000s that came out to because talk radio was all conservative. So somebody created Air America. I think Al. Al Franken had a show. Janine Garofalo did a show, which was horrible. Mark Maron was on it. And he had a show, Mark Maron, mm-hmm. other guy. And then in the afternoon,
yeah, Maron talks about, I've heard him talk about that a few times on his podcast.
Yeah, he didn't like it very much, did he?
No, he hated it. Yeah.
I brought it up to him one time. Anyway. Yeah, that was my greatest career move ever. Hey, dude.
Well, it's starting to get like a Tupac Biggie situation here with Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj.
I don't understand that. I saw this trending the other day. Okay, I like Nicki Minaj. I don't know shit about Megan Thee Stallion, but I like Nicki Minaj because her songs were very poppy and fun. That's all sure. I know. She didn't.
She's more of a singer. Yeah, she's better singer than she's a rapper.
Lizzie hanging out. I got a wet pussy. She didn't sing like that. She didn't sing like stuff like that.
Well, they used to be pretty cool. You know, they did a song together a few years ago, and then they had some kind of a falling out. I guess it started with Megan doing a diss track on Nicki, talking about how, you know, Nicki is married to or has a baby with a guy who was convicted of sexual assault.
Right.
When he raped a 16-year-old girl. So she dropped a few lyrics about that. Well, then Nicki got pretty upset and came back and started rapping about Megan's mom, who's dead.
Oh.
Yeah. And about how, I guess, Megan brags about dudes that her mom banged. And Nicki is saying that she didn't really bang those dudes.
Mm.
And so they had to put extra security at Megan's mom's grave site so that people didn't vandalize it.
That's terrible.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
What does Cat Williams have to say about that?
I don't know. But I feel like maybe somebody needs to intervene before somebody gets shot in the leg again. Hopefully that won't happen.
Joe Rogan don't want them on his show. He just wants those same six comedians that nobody likes.
Yeah, none of them are doing well. I mean, that's the one thing Kat got wrong. So the Peaky Blinders, the guy that plays the one brother, he got busted with crack at boxing. Huh?
Which guy? Paul Anderson?
Yeah, that's Paul Anderson.
Peaky Blinders star pleads guilty to crack. Yeah, he does look cranky in that picture. No one looks as haggard as he does.
Well, he had the nerve to, when he went to plead guilty, had the nerve to say that he feels like he has to put on this persona whenever he goes out for the fans. And because they think of him as that, they give him crack. And he feels like he has to smoke it.
Yeah, well, I get it.
Hey, some free crack. You might as well.
Rude. Right.
Yeah.
Crack.
I mean, do you know? I mean, like, I didn't even know people still smoke crack.
Yeah, it's still pretty popular, I think.
I like it. I mean, if it's crack or meth, I'm taking crack all day long. Because, I mean, crack, you're high for what, 20 minutes? Jeff?
10.
Okay. Meth, you're high all day. And I don't have time for that.
Yeah, I did meth on an accident one time.
I never smoked it. I think I snorted it.
I took a pill. It was like a tablet.
Sure it wasn't crank?
It probably was crank, yeah. It was similar. All I know is that I started scrubbing my couch, and I scrubbed my couch for like 6 hours. I couldn't stop. Like, I wanted to stop, and I was like talking to my hands, like, stop scrubbing the couch. I just couldn't. I couldn't. And I'm asking Neil for help. He's like, I can't help you. We've taken something. He was like in his own. He was in his own mental.
He's already taken the TV apart and just trying to put it back together.
I had an old girlfriend who used to get her hair done in Midtown. And her friend who cut her hair also had drugs available. And so I went down to get some weed or something. And she had a little dog, like a little poodle type of dog that had just eaten one of the meth rocks. And the dog was just back and forth, like 3 hours.
I can't believe the dog didn't like have a cardiac arrest.
I checked. Is that dog okay? Because it freaked me out. I was like, I want to get out of here. There was a fucking M16 hanging on the walls. I want to get out of here.
And that's always when people take it too far. You know, it's like, I'm cool, but I'm not that cool. It's not that. No, it's not like that. Poor Terry Bradshaw. Worry about him.
What happened to him?
He missed the championships on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And they said he had fallen ill. And we know he had cancer over the last couple years. He said that he was cancer free, but they sure were acting awful, kind of like, oh, wish Terry the best and da 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 da. So I don't know. Something more might be going on with old T.
That sucks. I like him. Was Jimmy Kimmel making fun of him and calling him stupid?
He always takes it in stride, though. You know, every time Rob Riggle would do those bits about him, yeah. he always went after him. Terry always, he's such a good sport.
Yeah.
So anyway, we wish Terry Bradshaw well, because I would be, I'll be sad to, it's heartbreaking. Whenever you watch football all this time, like John Madden gone, Pat Summerall yeah. gone, not even Boomer. I barely even see Boomer anymore.
They're firing him. They're getting rid of Boomer. They're getting rid of, they're going to get rid of Phil Sims.
No, Phil Simms is boring.
I like it. I liked it when he did games because you could do the hand.
He was better doing color.
Yeah.
You know, like Chris. I like it. You haven't done your Chris Collinsworth in a long time.
Well, we're going to be doing Chris Collinsworth. Who's got the Super Bowl this time? Who's going to? Well, that's just Josh Allen being Josh Allen. Throwing an interception, throwing a pass at an inappropriate time to a receiver that's more than likely going to drop the ball. That's what it is, Al. I can't do Al.
Well, you guys, did you notice over the weekend or like since Monday, watch anything on Prime that you have ads now?
No, I haven't watched it.
I haven't watched anything since Reacher.
Yeah. These pieces of crap at Amazon are now telling you that you have to pay an additional $2.99 a month if you don't want the ads.
Fuckers.
On top mm-hmm. of the fee for getting ad free bucks. To begin with.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of people are dumping them.
Yeah.
They're just like, you can suck it. I'm not paying $2.99 for just to not have ads when I'm already paying all this crap. This was supposed
to be. The whole thing is going to collapse because all these fucking services are doing it now. And then there are people like suckers like me for over 2 years kept cable, which I don't have anymore. But you imagine having cable and then paying for Peacock and Hulu, mm-hmm. all that shit. They're going to have to bundle it and do some sort of cable thing.
I think so, too. And Netflix, they had toyed with the idea of doing it and then ultimately decided not to do it.
Netflix will be the one that lasts because Netflix yeah. will say, fuck, okay, Hollywood, we're going to go get some Korean show and get everybody in America to watch it. And that'll happen more often than not.
But Netflix needs to drop their prices, think. Yeah. I mean, because if HBO is charging $16 a month, Netflix should not be charging like $24 a month. That's garbage.
Right. But
they
now
don't have nearly Netflix as much stuff as HBO wrestling. Max.
Netflix has WWE wrestling now, and they're going to be showing Raw. And then, you know, Vince McMahon will be shitting on people. You know.
Don't you think, though, that Netflix should have their own version of live TV?
Yes.
Yeah.
They will.
Yeah. I mean, if they had their own version of live TV, I'd pay, you know, whatever, $30 for the Netflix and the live TV. It's way cheaper than the YouTube Live and all that other crap.
I agree. I think they will eventually, but they're starting slow. And they'll get that WWE revenue, you know, once McMahon is fully out. They fired him again, but you get the McMahon shit out of there. He's not shitting on women anymore.
He does a glass bottom boat. Is that what he does?
Well, there was no
boat. Hot Carl?
He did the Hot Carl, apparently. Ooh. Allegedly.
He hot Carled somebody?
Yeah. Didn't you see that story?
Allegedly.
He's in trouble for sexual harassment that he would. Like, they tied this girl up, and they had threesomes, and then he pooped on her.
Yeah, that's, wow. I could see him doing that, too, though.
Yeah.
Because of his ego. Like, I crap on you.
Yeah.
You can have my poop. I could see him being like that. It is such garbage, though, especially when you see that, you know, like, all these tech companies, including Amazon, in their own, whatever, they've slashed like 25,000 jobs since January 1st. They don't even have to. And they don't even have to. They're not hurting. They're doing it because the investors like it.
The investors like it, but guess what they're going to replace them with?
AI.
And guess what? They're going to have hearings in the House about AI pictures of Taylor Swift. They had that weird lady from the White House, the spokeswoman, who also writes all of the Biden tweets on X or whatever. Karine Jean-Pierre. So the White House is very concerned about these Taylor. Fuck you. 80,000 people were laid off last week from tech companies.
Thank you.
But you're not going to say anything about that because they're the ones giving you all your money.
Yeah, 12,000 people got laid off from UPS yesterday.
Yeah, everybody's laying people.
Those are all executives and not the union. None of those union jobs that people keep blaming it on.
The tech companies are laying people off and they're going to they're going to put AI into a lot of those positions. Same with all the journalists that are getting laid off all over the country. Well, most every article that you read online is written by AI, and you can tell because they're terribly written and the punctuation sucks because the editors are terrible. They're just copying and pasting it.
Yeah, they all look like Temu ads.
Yes. And most people don't pay any attention. A guy like Jeff, who is a journalist and has a journalism background, could probably read any of those articles and tell you immediately whether it was written by a human, I think.
Yeah, that one about Reese Witherspoon was written by AI.
Mm-hmm. I believe that. Yeah.
Snow eating.
It does look like that. Yeah. Reese Witherspoon, she ate some snow and put it on her TikTok, and people were like, oh, God.
But her mistake was replying to even caring about.
Yeah.
Y'all, we're just having fun. Okay. Eat your snow. Don't worry. I used to eat snow. Just don't eat the yellow snow.
Watch Big Little Lies.
You don't remember that in seventh grade when Mr. Henninger took a bunch of snow and melted it and then put it on under the microscope?
No, I don't remember that. Why? Was it all full of germs and bugs?
Yeah, like when the snow melted, it was just like a bunch of dirt and water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe she made it through a snow filter.
Well, as a child, my Papa Stewart, he would go out in the back and he got us Metro Detroit area snow and put it in a thing, and he made snow cream and we loved it.
You ate
it. We loved it.
In Canada, too, they'd take like maple syrup and pour it in the snow and then roll it up and eat it.
I've never thought about that, but it was some good stuff.
Sure.
So anyway, of course, Reese took it on the chin for that. And there's an Alabama mom who has two uteruses.
Dead ringers.
She delivered two babies 2 days apart, one from the crotch and one from the gut. But it was all because of these two. Yes.
All right, so one of the kids is going to be fucked up and the other one isn't. The one that came out the badge will be normal.
When everybody's saying, and then this is a one in a million thing for this to happen anyway. She's had three other kids and this did not happen.
Really?
Yeah, and then this time she got pregnant, but she didn't have twins. So this time she got pregnant with the twins, and then the obstetrician is like, what is happening? Because, like, you got one over here and then one's in this. And so they're a day apart, these babies are, but they are still considered fraternal twins.
Now,
which I thought was kind of weird.
That's neat.
I don't know. I mean, that's weirder, but it seems like you're avoiding the elephant in the room that this woman has two vaginas, and that's not the weird part.
Yes.
She has two vaginas.
I thought she would keep one for fun and one for biting.
She has two uteruses and she has two cervixes,
but only one vagina,
only one, and only one clitoris.
Oh, well, this reminds me of a time we were at my house while my mom was out of town, and I invited a bunch of college friends over, and we had a keg and a bunch of weed and stuff, and we were watching Dead Ringers, and the actor, what is his name?
Jeremy Irons
is you know, playing twin gynecologists, one's nuts, and the woman that they like has multiple cervixes, and so he gave the clinical term for it, and this guy's girlfriend goes, what does that mean? And it was dead silent. And Dustin, you're going to have to bleep this because I don't want it to be on the podcast, but I turned.
He already said it once.
Yeah, I know. Bleep that too. I turned around and I said, it means she has two. And the reaction was not laughter or, oh, okay. It was just everyone staring at me.
It's the most disgusting way that you could have told us that.
Yeah, I know, but I was fucked up, and I was, you know, like 18 or 19.
I was going to say, that's a one way to say it and say what you mean and how you mean it in one phrase.
Which do you think will be the evil one, the crotch baby or the belly baby?
The belly baby will be the evil one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a belly baby.
Are you?
Yeah, and I wasn't breastfed, so thanks, Mom.
No, I wasn't breastfed either. I was baby.
All my kids are belly babies.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't breastfed either. My mom told me she liked me as a friend.
The following advertisement contains celebrity impersonations and is not an endorsement.
Radio Labyrinth is brought to you by Atlanta Pizza and Gyro.
I think it's pronounced Giro, Michael.
Gyro.
Whatever.
Atlanta Pizza and Gyro is ready for the winter season with over 40 beers in cans and bottles and 16 beers on tap, with 12 of those being local Georgia and Southeast craft beers.
Their current featured selection is Jekyll Brewing's Cooter Brown Ale. This brown ale is the perfect wintertime brew with its silky smooth body, sweet caramel and chocolate aroma, and a slight refreshingly bitter finish.
They once again would like to thank all the radios and fans for listening to this podcast. Stop by the restaurant and mention you heard about them on Radio Labyrinth for a free dessert.
By the way, Their food truck is on hiatus until late February due to winter weather, but there are always exceptions. And if you want to reserve a specific date, please contact Mike Hall at 770-483-6228.
And don't forget, they're open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and noon to 9 p.m. on Saturday. They're closed on Sundays.
That's nice.
There's a legend behind Cooter Brown Ale. Cooter Brown supposedly lived on the line, which divided the North and South during the American Civil War, making him eligible for military draft by either side. He had family on both sides of the line, so he did not want to fight in the war. He decided to get drunk and stay drunk for the duration of the war so that he would be seen as useless for military purposes and would not be drafted. Ever since, colloquial and proverbial ratings of drunkenness have been benchmarked against the legendary drinker, as drunk as Cooter Brown or drunker than Cooter Brown. Yeah, we've all been there, boy.
Do you have commercial or residential construction printing needs? Sure, we all do. Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Reaper Printing of Athens, in Athens, Georgia. Since 2005, with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
His views.
Snooze.
Views or snooze?
Yeah, you didn't do it last week, so fucked last week. This week, Orion and the Dark on Netflix. This is Charlie Kaufman's new animation project. It's geared more towards kids, but it looks really cool, though. Yeah, it's his first project, his first animation project since Animalisa. That stop motion thing he did with Jennifer Jason Leigh, remember that?
Yeah, it looks cool.
Really good. Yeah, this looks like it's probably geared to a younger crowd, but I bet you it's going to be good.
I don't get to watch a lot of TV.
The views for me.
I'll think about it.
You know how many times a day I hear Wheels on the Bus?
Once.
No, a lot more than that.
Why don't you start showing them rated R movies, Tim? Get this over with.
You won't do it. No,
he'll be into Porky's.
Yeah, but I'll show him Porky's.
All right, number two, Kings from Queens starts on Peacock on February 1st.
Now, what is that?
3-part Run DMC documentary.
Oh, fuck yeah, I'm down for that. Yeah, that's views.
Views.
What is it now? Say it again. I'm sorry.
Kings from Queens. It's on Peacock. It's a 3-part Run DMC documentary.
Oh yeah, I want to see that. Sure.
It's a views.
Email it myself to watch that shit.
And then number three is Steph's staff pick. So how do you want to do it, Steph?
Oh, it's the Greatest Night in Pop on Netflix. We watched it the other night, and it's about the recording of We Are the World.
Yeah.
It was so good. It was such a good documentary. We were so caught up in all the nostalgia and then seeing all of them young like that, and they're all in the room, and what all it took to make that song. You know, we were just in grade school when it came out, and I didn't even realize like how much hard work it was, how it took everything for it to line up to happen. So anyway, it was, it's really good.
Yeah, it's good.
Go ahead, Dustin.
No, I was just going to say, did you see the Waylon Jennings part?
Yeah, when he walked off, he's like, I ain't no good old boy saying in Swahili, I'm going to leave.
I didn't know he was even a part of it.
Yeah.
Kenny Rogers did it. Yeah, but why did he leave? I mean, they weren't singing Swahili.
No, Stevie kind of got off track and was thinking, oh, we need to put something Swahili in it, blah, 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 until somebody finally got a hold of Stevie and said, Stevie, this song is for people who have money to help them. This song isn't for them to be jamming.
But what about the love of the world?
Yeah, you know how Stevie is.
Catch the microphone either. I wanted him to show that where Stevie Wonder, the microphone starts to fall and he reaches out and grabs it. Yeah.
Yeah. Part of that whole thing that he's not really blind.
Right.
Mm. Part of that conspiracy, right? Maybe we've even talked about it before, but there's a conspiracy that he's not blind.
Yeah, but let's think about the fact that what's the daredevil? You don't think maybe his senses are extra heightened?
Oh, yeah.
He'd be out
so
fighting
So that very
crime.
Well could be, you know?
Stevie Wonder's out fighting crime in the streets.
Yeah.
Well, he could at least maybe feel a microphone about to fall.
I just call. Say I love you.
Yeah, I don't know. Really good. I don't know. How long is it?
Oh, Tim, I'm telling you right now, you will not be sorry. Watch it. You'll love it. You will love it. And plus two, Quincy Jones. I understand. You have to understand that he is too much man for one woman. There's no way he could ever be faithful. And no woman should ever expect him to. He's too good for every one of us.
He wrote the theme to Sanford and Son.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, when you watch him control all of these people in this room, just so effortlessly.
They talk about how stoned Bob Dylan looks and out of place he is.
He was just uncomfortable. Yeah, they do talk about it a lot. And they talk about and they show you. I mean, you're watching this whole thing being made, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So that's what's so fun about it. Each take, each thing, as they're layering the song and everything else. I mean, I loved it. I thought it was great.
No, right. That's Fuser's News.
Thank you, Jeff. Now we're going to do our staff picks. And my staff pick this week is a podcast called This Past Weekend, which I've fallen off and haven't listened to in a while. But I am going to jump back on it because Tim Dillon is on it and I have yet to listen to it. I'm behind on my podcast because I'm finishing my audiobook, Geddy Lee, and it's getting to the last chapter, which means Geddy Lee is going to be talking about the death of Neil Peart, and that'll make me very sad. But This Past Weekend with Tim Dillon. And then you also have Harlan Williams with Craig Shoemaker, which last week's, I think Jeff probably liked a lot. Did you listen to last week's?
No, I'm far behind because of the cruise.
What's his name? That comedian that's really cool. You made it weird. Pete
Holmes.
Yeah, that was my favorite episode of that show ever with Pete Holmes because I didn't know he was so cool and nice like that.
Mine's Curb Your Enthusiasm. Final season starts this week.
Yes.
And I don't have one this week.
Well, I'll take yours, Dustin, and I will also add upon that other one. I started watching, and I don't watch NASCAR. I could give a rat's patootie about NASCAR, that new documentary that dropped on Netflix, where it's a series about NASCAR, and I started watching it. It's so good. It's so good. The way that they do it, even if you don't care about it, it's so interesting, and you learn a lot of the personalities, and it makes me respect NASCAR a lot more, honestly.
Yeah.
So definitely check it out. It's a good show.
I have one more if you'll oblige me.
Sure.
It is called East of the Sun, Memoirs of an Accidental Rock Star, Joey Huffman. Can you see it on the screen there?
Mm-hmm.
Joey Huffman is a local guy. I worked with his daughter at Mary Todd. She's a hairstylist and a colorist. And she and her partner, Jumpy, they own their own place now. But the book that he wrote, here's the description on Amazon. Albums, artists, songs, and travel are mere punctuations in the life of a complicated man, an insightful poet at heart, fueled by the mind of a brilliant raconteur. He's played with a million people. Listen to these people that he's toured with and played with. He's a keyboardist and stuff. Matchbox 20, Soul Asylum, Isaac Hayes, Steven Tyler, Hank Williams Jr., Leonard Skinner, Indigo Girls, Michelle Malone, Drag the River, The Hellhounds, Keith Richards and the Expensive Winos. He was their keyboard tech. Izzy Stradlin, Driving and Crying, The Georgia Satellites, Iggy Pop, Lou Reed, and Butch Walker, and a whole bunch of other people. And he starts up the book talking about doing the first ever Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and playing with Iggy Pop and Lou Reed. And Jumpy is the other hairstylist. He's a nice guy, a very cool guy, and they like I said, they own their own place. But he asked me if I'd be interested in reading the book, and I did. And I was supposed to interview Joey today, but I've had a little bit of IBS. I was sick this morning, so I couldn't do it. But I am going to get him back on, and the book is great. So if you're interested, check it out. It's on Amazon. It's called East of the Sun: Memoirs of an Accidental Rock Star. You can check out Monday afternoons, Trambles, which is my audio only, rambling podcast that I do. I'm liking doing it and I'm getting good feedback. If you like it, please let me know. Also, please, if you like our podcast, especially the video version, comment on it. We didn't really get any this week, so leave some comments and we'll read them for you and share it with your friends. It doesn't take that long to just share it on your social media profiles and say, hey, I like this podcast. Please give it a listen. Also, if you're an audio person, and you're listening on a podcast app, just rate and review us and also leave a comment there. And then we have our Facebook pages too, and Instagram and all that. And also X, if anybody cares about that. I also do a weekly radio show on WSB called The Popcast, which you can listen to if you're in Atlanta on 95.5 FM Saturday nights at 7 or 7:50 a.m. Or you can listen to it on their app, the WSB radio app, or it's a podcast following Monday. Also, my most recent guest is Dusty Slay, comedian, very funny, coming to town on March 30th at Woodruff Arts Center. You can get tickets at dustyslay.com. This week, my guest is going to be Jared Yamamoto. If you're looking for a Cameo, I'm on Cameo at Tim Andrews here on Cameo. Use the website, not the app, so I don't get charged. So, you know, I get some money. And also our friend Mark Schrankel, which we need to catch up with him again soon. We find out what's going on with him. He's on Cameo. It's Mark001. And we are going to be doing the bowling. LDI is sponsoring us, our longtime sponsor. LDI, we got some lanes. It's March 9th at Bolero in Lilburn, Georgia. Next week, we will have a full segment explaining what's going on with that, because the clock is ticking. It'll be St. Patrick's Day focused, so we want you to all come out and have a good time. In fact, we'll mention it at the beginning of the show next week. But thank you to Brett Perkins and LDI for putting that together for us. And I'm looking forward to doing it. Maybe I'll even bring Gil, if I'm allowed to do so, because Lilburn's not too far from Tucker. And I think we'll have a good time. Steph, are you going to go?
We'll see. Not sure. We'll see.
Everybody loves you at the bowling thing.
I'm going to try and make.
All right.
I'm doing dog training with this dog forever in a day.
Bring the dog.
How's the training going?
Yeah.
It's going pretty good. I mean, the guy, he treats us all like dogs, so it's a little intimidating. Because he's just like, when he comes...
You walk in and he's like, sit down.
Basically, like, he comes striding over to you. He's such an alpha male, and he just comes right at you, and he'll be like, what are you doing, mama? I told you to put a loop in that leash. What are you doing? You're supposed to have slack in that leash. Let it hang. Now, yeah. You need to get some more confidence. You don't let her run the show. And I'm like, I feel like I'm doing okay until he comes over and he intimidates me so much. Then I just start doing stupid crap. So she's doing fine, though.
What else is going on with Barkville? Anything?
No, we got some puppies, man. We really need some fosters for these puppies that we have. So if you're maybe thinking about it, or if you've been on them, whatever, please take one of these cute little lab mix puppies that we have. They're about 8-9 weeks old.
What are they mixed with?
I mean, they're just mutts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cute, they're just puppy. Cute little mutts. Yeah, they're adorable. And you get your puppy fixed, but then they always get adopted quick. We just need a place for them to go. So if you could just get a puppy, hang on to it, show up at one event, the puppies get adopted like immediately.
You ever get any Bernese Mountain Dogs?
No, I can't say that we have.
$2,000 on a dog and then go, I don't want it.
No, we have gotten a lot of Labradoodles, things like that.
People can't handle them.
Yeah, because they're a mess.
Yeah, they're spazzy.
Yeah, they're very much wild and whatever. Some of them are anyway. But yeah, we don't get too many. We do get some full breed, whatever, little dogs sometimes. But
yeah,
they.
Boston Terriers.
Yeah, we've gotten some Boston Terriers. Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
I mean, pretty much though, guys, as much as I want you to adopt from Barkville, pretty much any kind of dog that you want is at a shelter right now.
Yeah.
Any kind of dog.
You're saying don't go to a mall and buy one at the pet store.
No,
I've been looking for a wolf. I can't find one anywhere.
There's plenty of coyotes, I'm sure.
You can talk to Tia from Pit Bulls and Parolees. She has a ton of those hybrid wolves that she has. They have them all in one section, though, because
Jeff in his apartment with a hybrid wolf.
I would love that. I can't even imagine. And then Jeff get a conversion van with a wolf with like an Indian woman painted on the side of it.
Airbrushed, yeah.
I would love that. Yes, that would, yep. Jeff, you should spend the rest of your life like that.
Yep, that's your second chapter, Jeff. Jeff Wolf.
They call him Wolf Leboff.
Wolf Leboff. The wolf.
Wolf bark.
Thank you, Steph. Keep it canine. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. And we will talk to you again next week. And please remember to always keep it canon.